Don't look under the internet.
This is a good representation of my basement.
This is a good video.
Wow. Looking at it from now, like an outside perspective, I really am just kind of recording in like a torture dungeon, because like right there is like the water stains from the leaks that I have.
Oh,
like,
dude, yeah, all those images I sent earlier, I had them all, I put in the AI. I was just like, this is in Mike's basement. Yeah. And it was like, oh, I know.
Oh,
here it is.
Should have just started with that.
Perfect.
Here's some torture porn.
Yeah, that was the first image I got.
On that note.
Yeah, speaking of torture porn.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Don't Look Under the Internet.
Welcome to Deluded, Don't Look Under the Internet, the show where we don't have a visual this time around.
Nope, sorry, guys.
Nope, that's Jason.
And hello. And that is Michael.
Hello. Wow, you fucking full named me like you're my mother.
I know. Is Janine here?
Mom?
No, she's not here. So somebody had to.
Someone had to full name me. No, if you would have threw the middle name in there, then I would have gotten like PTSD flashbacks.
I don't think I know your middle name.
Sure you do. Think hard.
Okay.
Donald.
Oh, yeah. Donald. No, I did know that.
Yes.
I think it's my name that I'm weird about.
Matthew, Mark, Charles.
You forgot Luke and John, but no.
Luke and John. I don't remember your fucking middle name. I guess it's for the best. You don't want people to know it.
I just don't like it.
Joseph.
Nope.
Damn. You could have had a JJ thing going. But yeah, this, as you've noticed, this is only half of Deluti. We're missing half. I killed them both.
Yep.
I got real tired of Doug's shit. That piece of shit dyed his hair the wrong color. I was like, the moment it went red, I was like a bull. I was like, I gotta kill this man. And then
here's what I think actually happened. I'm pretty sure you just wanted a weapon, and you thought the easiest way was to make a sword out of their blood. So,
like a demon's blade?
I mean, kind of, but no, I mean more from like you know how people's blood has iron in it?
Mm-hmm.
You're starting your journey, I guess.
Didn't someone do that? Didn't they make a sword out of all the iron from the blood that they killed?
Oh, probably.
Like, enemies? I think that's a thing.
If you go ahead.
I think that's either a thing in real life or like, just like a comic book or something, but that's a thing somewhere.
Well, if you killed one person a day for a whole year, and you would be able to use that sword in the same year, but only for the last 4 days of the year. So it would take 360 fucking days to...
What if it's a leap year?
Yeah, one person per day. Oh, then you're fucked. And you're just straight fucked. You know, it takes about 360 people on average if you took all of their blood and got all of the iron out of it. That's how many people it would take to make a sword out of them.
I can't tell if you're just making up a statistic or if you actually know this. Because I have heard that 60% of statistics are made up on the spot. So who's to say? I will trust you. It's a horrible idea, but I will trust you.
It is a horrible idea. But I will say I'm pretty good when it comes to like the weird body stuff. I'm into that shit. But no, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about 360 people. I am a pervert. Not kind of. Wear that shit like a badge. What are you talking about?
That's true. That's your Scarlet A.
Oh, God.
If I were to kill Moot and Doug, I wouldn't use a sword made out of their blood. I would probably use something akin to what our topic is today. we're going to get into that in a second here.
The entire town of Oakville, ahead. Right?
Yeah. Before we start that, I'm going to go with a small Deluti housekeeping.
Clap in front of your face.
Yeah. We don't have any new patrons or anything again, which again is fine. We're getting into the holiday season. Y'all need to spend your money on more things than just us bums.
Make capitalism proud and buy your family presents they don't need.
Yes, exactly. But I do just want to say thank you for listening.
Hell yeah.
And the housekeeping is shouting out you, the listener. I see you, Derek.
keep up the good work,
Derek. Keep up the good work. I really hope, like, you know how people will do that? They'll just, like, say a random name and in hopes that, like, one of their audience members is named that. I want to do that, but, like, instead, I want to scare an audience member. Like, one right person. Now. Like, right now, we'll just be talking and be like, oh, fuck, look out for that car! And just see. Just really startle someone that's in traffic. You know what I mean?
Holy
Make
shit.
Make them think a car is coming.
Yeah, we should start a show that is literally just called, it's called like Jump Scare or some shit like that. And it's just dead silence until it isn't. And then it's like a horrifying, like, get out of the way! Like something ridiculously inappropriate.
Like, I would love that.
That'd be great. I feel like we would do well, and we wouldn't have to say a single fucking coherent word.
This one goes out to you, Rebecca. You're driving to work right now, and I will say, look out for that pothole. Shit! Oh, fuck! Oh, man.
That's a new
You're
suspension.
Take that in. That's new suspension right there.
It's a bent rim right there.
Yep. Oh, you fucked up, Rebecca.
God. Fuck you, Rebecca. God!
Fuck you.
Where's Rebecca?
Yeah, Rebecca's in Oakville.
Nice segue. So, bird scooter.
Yeah, that I'm going to have murder, Doug, and moot. So there we go.
Full fucking circle. Yeah, why are we talking about Oakville?
Why are we talking about some no-name-ass fucking town? I'll tell you fucking why. So, eons ago in the far distant future of 1994.
That sentence just gave me a fucking aneurysm.
You're welcome. Back in August 7th of 1994, in a small town in Washington near Seattle, I believe it's like 20 miles away from Seattle, you will stumble across, man, you're just going for it through the fucking handle. Shit. You know what? Man. Props to you.
It's just Malibu.
That is,
what
that's
are we
true.
Drinking? Like, what are we thinking? There's a bottle here and it's empty. Yeah, I'm drinking Malibu.
Heavy Willy.
Evie Willie.
But back in 1994, in this small town, has a population of like, it's like 740 people.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking
very
tiny.
Small town. And they've stayed relatively around that number as well. I think they grew a little bit, but they've stayed a pretty small town. A weird incident occurred. I guess the best way to. The best thing to call this would be an accident. Yeah. We're talking about the Oakville.
An incident is probably better.
Yes. There was an incident where for a couple weeks, these blobs of something started falling from the dang old sky. So you're probably wondering to yourself, the hell is an Oakville? And why is there a blob there?
I could tell you what's
an Oakville. Blobs. What is an Oakville?
Well, you see, in 1818, the United States and Great Britain agreed to treaty off a joint occupancy in Oregon County, which included land that would eventually become Oakville, Washington.
Why do you know this?
I went too hard on this one, man. I was bored at work because I was in my 20. So we have a 24-hour room at work, and that's essentially like. You have all your scheduled surgeries for the day, and if anything urgent comes in, the 24-hour room gets it. Well, there wasn't, like, any urgent cases today, so I think I did a case and a half total. So I had a lot of time to look into things, so I've got
you just
a whole
look
history,
at the history of Oakville.
Oakville, Washington, yeah.
You might be able to help with some of my questions later, okay. Then, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, I'll listen to you this time. That way I know what you're saying.
Yes, but... we'll get to the history of Oakville, I guess, in a little bit. But in this small town, back on August 7th of 1994, around 3 in the morning is when there were these reports, originally from a police officer, where they were just sitting in their car, and what this officer thought was rain started falling. And when they went to use their wipers, instead of, you know, swooshing the rain away like... Rain-X wipers do. Speaking of, sponsor of the show, Rain-X wipers.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. I would take that, though. I will whore out for any type of sponsorship.
Hell yeah.
From anyone.
Let's talk. We'll talk sponsors sometime soon as well.
Yeah, sure.
Also, quick note before I forget. You said how many people live there? You said like 700?
It's like 740, give or take. Yeah, I saw some reports that it's about 600. I saw some reports that are about 740. So
the 2020 U.S. Census put it at about 715. So 2020, or actually, no, this is 94, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in 1990, it was at 493. In 1910, it was 465. So I'm convinced that there's only 30 people that live here that can actually
they just keep procreating or something.
Oh, no. It's 300 people that live there and they're immortal. And then people just kind of fall. They just wind up there and they wonder why no one's dying. And then they die. And then the population goes down.
Yeah, you see the... The chart.
Yeah, exactly. It just never goes below 300 for whatever fucking reason.
And they'll never talk about it.
No.
Anyway, when this officer saw that this wasn't coming off like rain, instead, the rain, quote unquote, was smearing all over the windshield. And so the officer was like, that's not right. So according to some of the stories, they drove to the local gas station and went to go figure out what this was and get it off their windshield. And he put on some latex gloves and he's like trying to get it off. And he notices it's got the consistency of like a jello. It's very gelatinous and it's these tiny little blobs.
Yeah, they said they were like the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah, they're the size of a grain of rice and it's a lot.
Super tiny. Yeah, just fuckloads. Yes.
So that is the first, I guess, instance of this weird phenomenon, these blobs falling from the sky. There are other stories as well. I forgot the name of the family. Do you remember off the top of your head? Dottie and Sonny.
I forgot their last name. So I read like four separate stories, and it's really funny because when you read one story, you hear like very light details about the other stories.
They're all kind of connected.
So like one of them with I read one about like this interview between like the media and I forget what their name was, but they had essentially reported that they're like that these fucking blobs were around, and they talked about like having a kitten and they were worried about it or something like that. And then
that was Dottie.
Okay, there was another story from somebody else who talks about how there were these weird white blobs everywhere, but her friend down the road apparently had reported that these blobs were affecting their new pet kitten is how they said it. So I was like, oh, okay. So everybody in this town fucking knows each other. And that's when I saw the population count. I'm like, yep.
Yeah. Small town. But the police officer is just kind of like the top of the boat. What I can do for us real quick, if you would like me to, Jason, I can kind of TLDR a couple of these stories and then we can kind of move on to what these blobs might entail being.
Yeah, man, this one's just a fucking fun ride. I don't
it's
care
gonna
how
have
we cover
fun, it's got the fun medical terms that I'll let you cover.
That's why. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so to a couple of the main people that you'll find being referenced in from article to article are these people named Dottie and Sonny. Sonny is the son of Dottie. Basically, they lived on farmland, and they noticed at night their farmland just got coated in these blobs. They are one of the original people that came up and reported on this as well with the officer. The whole town was affected by this, but those like I would say are like the main three that you hear the most from.
Yeah.
So Dottie had the same experience as the officer, noticed that these blobs were all over their farm, all over some of the farmland, the equipment, the soil, all that stuff. They touched it with their bare hands and they mentioned
it. Stupid.
Stupid. they said the same thing. It had the consistency of like a jello, of like a gelatinous.
You know that fucking like.
Eat it.
Just eat it. No, you know that, like, on the back of, like, gift cards, you know that strip of, like, the goo that's on there?
Oh, I wonder if it felt like that, yeah.
That's what I'm guessing that this feels like. It's just, like, a rice-sized version of that.
In my brain, I think Gushers.
Gushers? This is just where Gushers come from. We're actually, this is actually just the history of Gushers, but Big Washington doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, Big Washington, Big Biden. But so they touched it, and almost immediately after, I'm talking like, I think it's like a couple hours to a day after, they start reporting having flu-like symptoms, nausea, fatigue. Dottie actually collapsed in the bathroom and was so weak that they could not get up, and they were just drenched in sweat.
That's literally every time I go to the bathroom.
Well, you got to take off your shirt. Well, that's what prevents that.
That's, you know what? That's true. I have not been getting fully nude to take shits. So,
It's the best. You got to get fully naked.
Well, okay, that's a lie. I have done that a few times, and I know why. And that's, do you strip completely down when you know you're about to have a fucking terrible time?
It's a big one. Yeah. When it's a big one, you got to strip down because you're already on the toilet. You're already at your most vulnerable. You might as well just go for gold and just get even more vulnerable. 100%. If you die, you die.
I feel like I'm going to die, so fucking bring it on. anyway,
so this had Sonny call the police or the ambulance to pick up Dottie, take her to a hospital. After multiple days of, she spent about 3 days in the hospital, and throughout those 3 days, the doctors could not really figure out what was wrong. They're like, "Oh, you got leukemia. Oh, you got like a sinus infection. Oh, you got the flu." They finally ended on saying that she has an inner ear infection.
Oh.
Now, I know
that explains, like, the vertigo, the nausea.
Oh, yeah, it explains a lot, but, like, I wonder how they went into the hospital, because the first thing I would do is, like, oh, what happened to her? She touched this goop that fell from the sky. I think immediately they'd be like, okay, this might not be...
Well, see,
an inner ear infection. The goop might have something to do with it.
Now here's a fun question. Did they make that connection? Like, did they...
If they didn't, I feel like you're kind of stupid. Because, like, a foreign goopy substance...
Right, okay, that's fair. Yeah, if my
rained
farm was...
down from the sky, covered your farm, and you touched it, and then, like, a day later, you're sick, you're not going to be like, probably wasn't the goop.
No,
this mysterious... Water is the only thing I know that falls from the sky, but now I have this Jell-O that did. I'm sure it's not that related.
It's just thick water.
It's just thick water, yeah.
That's all it is.
It might be the thick water that they have to give to old people because they can't drink normal water. It might have been that. Who knows? Because they do say it was transparent. These little blobs, they're about the size of a grain of rice, like Jason mentioned.
Yeah.
And it's fully transparent. Now... She was there. They told her that she has an inner ear infection, which fine, sure, maybe. It doesn't really go much further than that. So, like, when it comes to that, I'd be curious, because typically for an inner ear infection, you could tell me, would they prescribe you something for that?
Bird Scooter. This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
I mean, it depends on how severe it is. Usually they clear up by themselves.
I imagine pretty if she was conked out on the floor.
Oh, yeah. If you have symptoms like that, they would absolutely prescribe antibiotics. Antibiotic eardrops.
I'm curious if, like, these antibiotic eardrops, like, worked or not. Because if they didn't, I would want to know. Because if they didn't work, then maybe, this has something to do with the goop. But if it did work, Maybe it was just an ear infection.
That's what I'm saying. But as so, I'm going to try to explain the next part as best I can in mm-hmm. layman's terms. And it might make more sense to you after I'm done with that. But we'll get there when we get there.
Yeah.
And for good measure, I'm just going to drink more alcohol before I have to explain a bunch of really complex and hard to pronounce topics. So
please do.
Clinky drink.
So the last thing I want to mention with Dottie and Sunny real fast is that they... I want to say they pulled their only smart move of the night, where they actually collected a sample of these blobs that fell from the sky. And I'm assuming they just put it in their fridge. And it wasn't the orange juice. It wasn't the purple stuff. It was blobs in a mason jar, I assume. And what they did with that, we will get to in just a moment.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? So, Jason, do you have any other of the stories that you want to pencil in?
I mean, I could. You want me to talk about that fucking other lady that knew, what's her name?
Yeah.
Dottie and Sunny.
Well, that's who I just talked about.
Right. And so this is somebody who knows them. And this was actually an interview that was done by Unsolved Mysteries back in 1996, yeah. before it restarted. And whoever, I couldn't tell you who went out and interviewed and stuff, but they talked to Officer Lacey, which is the officer that Mike was just talking about. Mm-hmm. They talked to a couple of different people, but the one woman that Officer Lacey talked to that stuck out was someone talking about that actually confirmed that these blobs were about the size of grains of rice and they were translucent. And that's actually the same person who said that they knew this, that they knew Dottie and Sunny because they had talked about a small kitten. Now, the reason I know that mm-hmm. is because Dottie and Sunny had complained about how their new kitten had actually died after mm-hmm. coming into contact with this. And I think that might have been the first like run-in, or at least the first encounter with these Oakville blobs that might tip someone off that they might be dangerous, because otherwise mm-hmm. you wouldn't think that. It's just fucking, yeah, and it's goo.
That's the only like instance of like a death with this thing too, is like around the
it's
town
animals,
it's like,
yeah,
it's animals, kittens and dogs unfortunately were the victims to the blobs.
Someone found a
yeah,
frog.
There's a, that's true, a raven, a frog, and some dogs and some cats.
Yep.
But the whole town again was affected, like almost the entire town suffered from like flu-like symptoms and nausea, all this stuff for like
right.
weeks they had these problems.
Oh yeah.
And your person, go ahead, I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no you're fine. And so the reason I wanted to share this story is simply because this person knew the people that were being talked to in Mike's story, and this is so just to give you guys a peek behind the curtain, one of the articles that we found about this, the one that Mike is using is from the Discovery Channel. The one that I'm using is from the History Channel, which is why we were mentioning Unsolved
Rival
Mysteries and William
companies.
Shatner. Right. However, it's crossover. So like I'm getting some of the story that Mike might not have gotten, and he's getting some that I might not have gotten. But we're also seeing that our stories are crossing paths, which to me anyway lends credence to everything that's being said here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
that's the only reason I would want to bring this up, is that there are two reputable sources for information that have both covered this, and they both talked to two different people from within the same community.
Dottie and Sunny Hearn.
Yeah.
Hearn, that was their name.
Hearn? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it's just they've fucking crossed all of their T's and dotted all their I's. So they did the work, that's for sure. And this shit's weird, man.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were driving to work one morning and all of a sudden like you know what that would look like, right? It'd be like if someone just put glue all over your windshield, and then you turned your windshield wipers on
and it just smears all over.
Right. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would probably get out and check it out. I'd probably touch it. I'd probably smell
it.
I'd fucking eat it.
I'd touch the Oakville blobs. Honestly, with how today's people are eating Tide Pods and whatnot, I wouldn't be surprised if someone was eating the Oakville blobs.
Yeah.
But, so there are Oh my gosh, sorry, I just lost complete track of the literal sentence I was just about to fucking
that
say.
That just happened
to me. So yeah, I hate it so much. But anyway, so this blobs, there are a couple different articles out there. So it's kind of iffy to say how often the blobs actually, you know, rain down, pun intended, right, on people. So there are some sources that only said it happened the one time at 3 a.m. There are other sources that say that it happened over the course of about 6 weeks, or it happened six times over the course of 3 weeks. Sorry. So it's kind of hard to say what's going on because there's a lot of evidence for that 3 a.m. night, but there's almost nothing for the other five nights that the blob rain happened. The only, I guess, evidence we have is just a couple of the townies mentioning that they had experience with the blobs on other days. But this is really the only night, this 3 a.m. night is the only night that like local news picked up and started talking about. It's really the only night that most of the articles talk about. A majority of the articles, like mine and Jason's, might mention it happening multiple times, but they always only talk about the first night. They only talk about the 3 a.m. night. So it's like, what's up with that?
Why are we only talking
other
about
fucking
that?
Things?
Right.
Exactly. And so because of that night, obviously this got some news attention. The strange thing about it is it was really only the local news that picked it up.
Yep.
This didn't make national headlines, which I'm going to dive into some shit I think about that later.
Let's be real. If this happened like tomorrow, it'd be on the fucking news.
It would have made national news, in my opinion, no matter what. It's fucking blobs falling from the fucking sky, dude.
That's fair.
Like, again, we're used to rain.
Right. I should not be able to count how much rain there is in my hand. If I can do that, you're doing it wrong.
47 rain.
There's 47 nom, 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 a day.
Nom. Hey, Timmy, catch it on your tongue.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, but like, so I believe it was the Department of Health, I think, kind of got involved. And
yeah,
they got a sample.
The Washington Department of Health, yeah.
Yeah, and they got a sample, quote unquote, I'm gonna say. And
yeah,
they
quote
said
unquote
that,
for sure.
They said that it had no, like, it, correct me if I'm wrong on it. I believe it they said that it had no like nuclei.
So the first time, I will clarify this real quick. So yes, they did send it to the Washington Department of Health. However, there was a doctor who kept getting reports of people getting sick, and they would mention the blobs.
Yes,
And somebody eventually convinced the doctor to run some tests on it.
Yeah.
The doctor said that he thought it was human
white blood cells. Yeah.
First he said red, and then he changed his story to white. And then the Washington Department of Health got a hold of it, and go ahead, Mike.
And they basically were like, no, no, this ain't white blood cells.
You're right.
Go ahead. No nucleus, which you're going to tamper into that a little bit more. But
yeah,
they basically said that this is, I believe they said it was more bacterial than anything.
Yep.
But they're like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Shit happens. You know, it's just it's a goof. It's a gaffe. Don't even worry about it. I don't even think they really gave an explanation. They're just like, it's okay.
Oh yeah.
it's not living. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's just maybe a couple bacteria. You're
like,
good.
Well, what is it? And they're like, it's not alive.
Yeah, you're fine. But they also say it's bacteria, which bacteria are alive, but I don't know. Yeah. So I don't know. Kind of cross-referencing it or hypocritical itself.
That answer would make me very nervous if I were the one asking the question here.
Mm-hmm. So we got this guy saying that it's a white blood cell. You guys saying it's not no nucleus, no white blood cell, no none of that. It's not alive. It's not a living thing. What do you got on it? I know you're a big smart medical term.
You want me to go over all the smart man medical bullshit?
Please do, because I can't pronounce words. You can.
Okay. So do you want me to go over what it is? You want me to go over the sickness first?
Do the sickness.
Okay.
That would it be.
So when it comes to the reports of all the different sicknesses that were essentially popping up after this rain. Now, remember, the population of this place back in 1994 was right just under 500. It's not a lot of fucking people. So the majority of the people that actually experienced symptoms said almost all the same thing. They said they had vertigo, which is just being dizzy, nausea. Some people had vomiting. Some people got like a slight fever. And it, again, just to reiterate, it was like a real bad ear infection. Like if you've ever had an ear infection that makes you lose your balance, you'll know what I'm talking about. And apparently that's kind of what happened here. The weird thing was when the Washington Department of Health put a sample of this under the microscope, not only did they find out it had no nucleus, which means that immediately disqualifies it from being human white blood cells, they actually found it to be, they found two different species of bacteria. And the first one is Pseudomonas fluorescens, which is a harmless fucking bacteria that grows everywhere. And the other one is Enterobacter cloacae, which is actually found pretty commonly in nature. And it can act as like a, I'm trying to stay away from the fucking medical jargon, but it, a vector. So a vector is essentially something that carries, or a fomite that carries disease or carries a pathogen with it. That's what these things are kind of acting
now,
as.
Can I ask two questions that I had when I heard these names?
Yeah.
And I was too lazy to look up an answer.
Sure.
So what's the name of the first one again?
Pseudomonas fluorescens.
So it's fluorescens or whatever.
Fluorescens, yeah.
Like fluorescence? Like fluorescent
lights? Lights, yeah.
So is it a bacteria that glows?
It glows, yes.
Okay. And the other one is what again?
Enterobacter cloacae.
Does it have to do with a cloaca?
I'm almost positive it does, but this actually exists in your gut. This is in your tummy right now.
Ooh, I have cloacas in my tummy.
You have cloacas. Technically, you have cloaca in your fucking tummy. Yes.
Fascinating.
But no, it's pretty common and it's usually harmless. However, the way it operates is it can introduce new sicknesses, new diseases, new illnesses into your system. And that's looking at how this is made up.
So
and what,
it's a gateway drug.
It is the gateway. It's the gateway of drugs. According to one of the microbiologists that was working for the Department of Health in Washington, there's a guy named Mike McDowell. Apparently.
Ooh. Before you go to him. So.
Okay.
Remember how I mentioned.
I figured I'd pause.
Remember how I mentioned a little bit ago how Dottie and Sonny kept a sample of the blobs?
Yep. 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 Yep.
They guess who they sent it to Mike, get it looked at.
The microbiologist, Dr. McDowell.
Yep. So he is actually our main boy.
He
Love
is our
guy.
Main boy.
And he was on the Unsolved Mysteries episode as well.
Yeah, he was. Well, the weird thing, before he could run any more tests, apparently the strange blobs just fucking vanished.
Well, what did he find about the tests?
So this is... So this is after they found out that it was like that it contained the bacteria. But again, that's all they really said was like there. You know, some of these have bacteria in them. If that was the answer you gave me when I gave you something and said, what is this? And you told me, well, some of them have bacteria in them. I'd be like, that's nice. Now, how about you tell me what the fuck it is?
Nah. So what did Mike find?
So Mike, are you talking about Mike McDowell or are you talking about Mike Osweiler?
I'm talking about Mike McDowell. So
okay.
So Mike McDowell is he didn't work for the Washington Department of Health. He was the third party ecologist, I think.
No,
he is.
No, that's Mike Osweiler.
Is it the one that they sent the sample to?
McDowell is the one that said that the samples disappeared, and he's the one that confirmed that it was Pseudomonas fluorescens and Enterobacter cloacae. Honestly, the moral of this story, like there are so many different people that think they know what these things are, and it turns out none of them actually fucking do. That's kind of the point we're trying to get across here.
Yeah. But essentially there's two, I guess, main guys. There's the one, yeah, the two main mics. There's the one microbiologist, Mike McDowell, who was working on tests and everything. Like you mentioned, he was the one that was like, it's got those two, the fluorescence and the cloaca.
Yeah.
And then once he wanted to study it further, his samples mysteriously disappeared. But he is the one that was on Unsolved Mysteries, and he was talking to the host.
Oh, okay.
Where he was like, and Mike McDowell's like, yeah, I walked into work. And he's like, in my 30 years of work, I've never had a sample go missing. And all of a sudden, this one just vanished. And I asked about it, and my manager said, don't ask any more questions about where it went. And they left it at that. Which would prompt me to ask even more questions about my fucking shit went.
I'd call the president of the United States right away.
Hello, Bill Clinton. Play that sexy saxophone over here, son. But he's the one that said that. He also went on to tell the host that he thinks, he's like, oh yeah, this shit I'm pretty sure was man-made, factory-made, and it was supposed to be a test done on the town. But he then follows it up with saying, I have no proof of this.
So here's what happened. They made an entire airplane out of Flex Seal, just the whole fucking thing, and they tried testing it, but they were too embarrassed to tell everyone that they failed so hard. So instead, this happened.
Yep.
That's
and
my
then
guess.
Mike Osweiler was another. He was over at the Department of Ecology. And he was checking out the blobs, and he's the one that told the Seattle Post that the blobs contain a number of cells of various sizes.
Yep.
And he's the one that said that he believes that this came from a dead creature that was not human.
Yes.
But he also contradicted the original doctor who said that this was a like white blood cell had nucleus
white
and everything.
Blood cells, right.
He contradicts the doctor saying it has no nucleus. It cannot be human blood cell.
Cannot.
So we're getting like three different stories. Is it white blood cell in nature with a nucleus? Is it just full of bacteria but no nucleus? Or is it like somewhat from a dead creature?
Is it a secret third, fourth, or fifth option?
Exactly. Or is it like tissue or something that comes from a dead creature that's not human?
Right.
What are we looking at here?
So
there are...
How do we talk about this without lying?
There are some fan theories out there about what the hickety heck is going on.
And let's be honest, those are the only theories that fucking exist. And yeah, all of them are fucking
awful. I got my own because I think it makes more sense. I got two.
Okay, perfect. I can't wait to talk about it.
I'll cover one. You cover one?
Yeah.
The theories? Okay, so I'm going to cover just the poop one because I'm going to get it out of the way. It's the dumbest one, in my opinion. Makes no fucking sense to me, but... So, TLDR, blobs fall from the sky at 3 a.m. on August 7th of 1994. People around the town touched it. They got sick. Some pets died. Some analysis went on of what the fuck these blobs were. You got three different choices of what it was. And that was pretty much the end of it. It was put to bed. Like, no one ever talked about it again. The local news picked it up, and after that, nothing.
Right.
The only people that talk about it now are fucking podcasters.
Here we are.
Here we fucking are. Red Web, looking at you. But, like, one of the big three, I guess, theories is that... And a lot of these theories are based off of the fact that most of these articles only talk about how it happened the one time at 3 a.m.
I want you to say the amount of prefacing you're doing definitely lends credence to what you're about to say. I think.
I mean, the people already know what's coming. I said the poop thing earlier.
Right.
So keep in mind, as of now, there is a lot of evidence to one night, but there's some stories of multiple nights. So I'm going to roll off. There's just one night personally.
Okay.
There's a theory that a plane that was flying either overhead or in the general vicinity had to just dump the dump. They had to dump the dew, and because it was such high altitude, shit went down, went spraying all over, basically went through like the clouds, the perspiration in the air, all that shit. And instead of getting a bunch of poopy, you got a bunch of tiny grain-sized blobs.
Pieces of rice.
Which, so, first off, I love that's a theory. It's poop.
It That's would hilarious. Explain the enterobacter cloacae.
But that would not explain how it's not human in nature.
Correct.
Like they said it was. Now, here's why I don't believe in that one. A, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's so fun. I haven't looked into it, but I listened to three different shows that cover things like super in depth. And they actually looked into like flight records. There are no flight records of a flight being around the area at that time on that day.
Okay.
Now, that's one reason why I don't think there's a thing. Second reason I don't think there's a thing. A lot of people point to the fact that the chemicals in a plane's toilet dyes all the poop and everything blue. I'm not going to point to that. I don't care. Because, you know, what if you ran out of the poop chemical? Who knows?
Well, also, you figured you'd see it in the sample.
Yeah, like on the readout. Exactly. You would, if you gave that to a doctor or a ecologist or something, they're going to be like, oh, this is shit. You sent me shit.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah. This is a prank. but just a another prank, reason bro. I don't think this is it is because when it rained down and everything, first and foremost, I don't know what these blobs looked like. There's not like anything other than they just said it's about the size of a grain of rice. But
yeah, there's no fucking pictures.
In my brain, all of it, it's like every blob is the same. Like
right.
Texture wise, size wise, shape wise, it's all the same. And if it was shit like that, you would get multiple different sizes. You would get different shapes,
colors,
you would get different colors, textures. They all said it was all see through.
Right. It was all translucent.
There's no reason for it. Doesn't make sense how a bunch of poop could fall from the sky and become translucent like that while maintaining, you know, some sort of gelatinous texture.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. It would if it's going to keep a texture, it's going to keep the shape or the color too, at least. Doesn't matter if it flew through clouds or, you know, ice or anything like that that's up in the clouds.
Oh yeah. It's not fucking memory foam.
Yeah, it's going to keep fucking color.
Right. Yeah, that one's such a stretch for me. And honestly, yeah. I think the only reason that's a theory is because it ticks the fucking Enterobacter cloacae box because like, mm-hmm. yep, that it's is the where tummy. You would find that. Exactly.
Yeah, it's in the tummy.
What's
another theory?
There is another. Now I know you're gonna look at me like I just shat myself, but there is a much weirder theory.
Diet blue.
Yeah, I mean that's the only way to tell if it's shit, right? Another theory is that these are jellyfish.
This and one actually, I would say, has a small bit of credence to it.
And,
ever so
you know,
slightly.
I didn't think so until I read like the reasoning like five times in a row, because the first time I read it, I was like, yeah, OK, this is not fucking Looney Tunes logic. Like, are you kidding me right now? This has not happened. But the more I thought about it, like, well, jellyfish are like 96% water or some shit like that. There's a theory that this literally it's a very small group of people that think this, but they do think that jellyfish from the ocean. Jellyfish parts, more or less. Essentially, what they think happened is that these jellyfish partially got evaporated or picked up from the sea and sucked into the sky through part of the evaporation process. And then little bits of them that were left rained back down to Earth in the form of these little goopy grains of rice.
Goop.
Right.
All like, from an Air Force explosion.
Right. Yes. And it was apparently jellyfish that were dispersed into rain clouds by the U.S. Air Force and then used almost like bombing runs in the Pacific. And it was so the bombing was taking place about 50 miles away in the Pacific. Mm-hmm. But like, what does that have to do with jellyfish?
So the main thing is the Air Force was doing bombing tests in the ocean. And the giant explosions, they hit a giant school of jellyfish, which caused them to go flying into the air. They got caught in a jet stream and that carried them all the way over to the city or the city to Oakville, where they got caught up in some cloud shit and that made them globby and they rained from the sky. Now, here's the thing. You're looking at it like that, but this shit happens sometimes.
That's true. Weird shit does happen all the time.
In 2021. Over nine square miles. Yeah, there's fish that fell from the sky because of something similar. So, like, it happens. Like, this does unfortunately fucking happen.
That would be the happiest day of my life. And I don't, like, I just would be, I would be so happy to walk outside to see just society fish. Being pelted with fish.
It'd be hilarious.
Please keep going.
Now what I really need to do, if that ever happens, you need to commit some sort of giant crime and blame it on the fish falling, because then you have a true red herring on your hands there.
I hate you for saying that, but I also hate that I didn't see that fucking coming.
Now,
damn it.
Now, it has a little bit of credence again, because there are confirmed by the Air Force. It is confirmed that they had tests in around that area.
Yep.
So in theory, sure, they hit a school of jellyfish that went whammo catapulting through the sky. But everyone described these blobs as tiny rice-sized blobs. If a jellyfish got eviscerated like that, I feel like it wouldn't be as much blob as, like, because wouldn't you get, like, chunks? You'd get chunks of, like, the tentacles that they have and other pieces of it. Like,
I don't know how jellyfish, like, tissue, like, reacts to different conditions, I guess. So I wouldn't know if, like, the cold makes them, like, reform or something like that. But the ocean's fucking freezing. So, like, I don't think it's that. Maybe it's the pressure. It's like the opposite of the pressure they're dealing with. So, maybe. I mean, maybe, but also it's less pressure. So my thoughts would be like, okay, they'd probably be expanding, if anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's some weird anomaly. But it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it doesn't explain it to me, because it's still like they also have tentacles and stuff. So like if it was a bunch of jellyfish, you would find tentacles lying around. Even if it was eviscerated, you find little like spaghetti strands rather than blobs.
Well, you'd also find like little hints of like the jellyfish venom. Like,
yeah,
you would find the toxin in there.
Yeah, that's if they're box jellyfish. I don't know if all jellyfish. I don't know. I'm not a jellyfish expert. I don't know if they all have venom or not.
Most of them do. And actually, the most deadly jellyfish in the world is microscopic. So that's fun.
Hmm.
Which means you can float right inside your pee hole, and you will never.
Hell
know.
Hell yeah, dude. And also, I feel like again, same with the poop thing. If you're going to give this to an ecologist to sample. They would probably know that this is a jellyfish, because like, even if you never looked at it before, I'm assuming, I know it's 1994, but I'm assuming they ran it through some sort of computer that has some sort of database of a bunch of, you know, chemicals and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it could piece together, hey, this is sharing a lot of similarities with what's in a jellyfish.
Oh, I'm sure. 100%.
And they'd probably be like, oh, why is it a jellyfish? And they'd probably look, oh, there's an ocean right there. Also, are jellyfish, do they go into the ocean that's by Washington? Are they ever near Washington?
That's a fantastic question.
Google it.
I know jellyfish are all over the fucking place.
Do you want to Google that for me real quick while I keep talking about the last really stupid one?
Well, there's two more.
Two more.
Here, let me do this one real quick. You look that up. How about that?
Okay.
So before we get to the very last theory about what this is, I do have to mention this one simply because a lot of people do believe this a lot more than I'd like to admit. There is a chance that Mike and I have just been talking out of our fucking asses this whole time, that none of this ever happened. And that just a like
jellyfish do go around Washington. That is a thing.
I mean, I figured if the ocean is there, they usually, you know, migrate somewhere around there. I know there's certain areas they stay out of, but
oh, that one looks like an egg.
Oh yeah, those are no fun. But yeah, a lot of people think that this is all just fucking made up, that these blobs never rained in the first place, that this was more or less just like a cry for attention from a town with 500 fucking people in it.
I know which one you're talking about now.
Yeah, and this one, and that's the entirety of the fucking theory, is that people are just making this up for internet clout. Well, 1994, the internet was not the same place it is now, so I don't think
you
it was for
mad.
That. Right. But this would also require us to completely overlook the eyewitness statements, the fucking stories done by History Channel and Discovery, as well as a slew of other news outlets. So
a lot of people did like the jellyfish story, though. Like, are you going to talk about how the town loved it?
Oh, I was literally just going to say, like, the town, like, they thought that one was their favorite, but
they're even wanting, like, a jellyfish.
Yeah, like a statue or some shit, or like a memorial.
It was like a memorial or like a festival or something.
Yeah, I think it was a festival. Yeah, I mean, I can't really blame them.
Jellycon. Yeah.
Well, can you, like, if cum just rained out, like, down by my house, and I would absolutely petition the town where I live.
Right. 2024.
It's got to be here. Got to be here. Now, I know the three of these theories that we just covered, part of it's based in reality, but most of it isn't. And there's a reason we separated these three from this next one that Mike is going to talk about. And I'm sure you'll see why. Mike, what do you got for us?
Wait, was that your last theory?
That was my last, yeah.
What, that the...
That just didn't exist.
Oh.
Do you want to go over the last one?
Oh, I got what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, so the last one...
This is so good. I love this.
I hate this one, because it amounts to nothing.
It's just stupid.
So people are like, oh, you idiot. It's not blobs from jellyfish. It's not poop that was evacuated from an airplane. It's star jelly.
Astromycin.
And it's like, what the fuck is star jelly? And people are like, you idiot. It comes from meteors.
Are we all on the same page so far?
Go on. And they're like, no. It covers like trees and stuff.
Sometimes.
And it's like... And it's like a leftover, like a film from meteors that just drizzles onto stuff. It's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
So what is it? They're like, I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know, but it's been talked about in stories for hundreds of years. So does that help add credence to...
Well, so to be fair...
Star jelly?
To be fair, they have... done, honestly, they've researched way too much into what star jelly is and what it possibly could be.
And the thing is, like, from frogs and shit or something?
Yeah, like, the things that people call star jelly, which coats certain areas of the Earth at certain times of the year sometimes, they've taken samples, and apparently it's been proven to be inter alia, frog spawn, sometimes it's sodium polyacrylate, and sometimes it's even just algae. Like it.
Sometimes it's just Carl jizzing on a tree.
Sometimes it's just coming on a tree because you're lonely. Who knows?
That's an extra curvy piece of branch right there.
Ooh, buddy. I mean, I guess the moral of this story is if you see a goopy translucent fluid, just don't assume it's semen or safe, I guess.
I would assume it's semen and don't touch it.
I mean, yeah, I guess you should.
If I see milky white substance on a tree,
treat it like it would be like it's semen, and then it's not, and treat it like it's semen that's not yours. Let's let's make that distinction, I
there
guess.
You go. So what is your theory, I guess, on this whole dumb thing?
My theory about this, I don't even think I have an actual theory about it. The only thing I can think of is some weird atmospheric event that happened in this very localized area. I actually didn't get into like looking up if this had happened in other places, just simply because this was so easily searchable as
it hasn't
the Oakville
in the United
blobs.
It hasn't in the United States, as far
okay,
as I know.
That's honestly, that's all that matters to me for what I was going to say. So never mind on that one. But trying to think of like what would cause a liquid to turn into like this gooey substance? And the only thing I can think of is, do you remember doing that experiment, like that science experiment when you were a kid, where you'd pour like the baking soda, the water and like some other stuff together, and it would make the non-Newtonian liquid where like you could stick your finger in, but if you tried to punch it, it was hard.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is that somehow like a reagent like baking soda got into the atmosphere and it congealed with the water there and it formed these weird fucking things.
Now, to add to yours, it is entirely possible because there was in Oakville, I believe there's a paper mill factory, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
So it is potentially possible that... you know, they might be using a substance like that in their process and it just foomed up a smokestack or something into the air. That could be possible. That's actually pretty good. I wouldn't have pieced that together if you wouldn't have said anything like that, but
yeah, I could definitely, cause I know there's a lot of different weather phenomena that like will suck air down, like cold fronts. Here's a good example. A cold front. Sometimes a cold front is simply just stratospheric air that's been sucked down into the atmosphere. And now it's super fucking chilled and it's mixing with our air. Now you get a cold front, and you get a storm system. It could be just the reverse. I don't see why not. We're sucking stuff that we've put on Earth or created up into the atmosphere where it combines with the water and the droplets and the clouds. And now we have goopy rice.
Shit, man, we're breathing microplastics. So
yeah, dude,
it's not the weirdest thing in the world.
They're finding microplastics inside placental sacs.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Which means it developed with the baby.
I'm going to have a plastic baby, a Ken doll baby, a Barbie doll.
Your baby probably had microplastics in there. Yeah.
That's awesome to know.
You birthed Ken. Yeah. We're so fucked as a species. Yep. We're so fucked.
Yep. Oh, well. But it's entirely possible because we already do that shit with plastics anyway.
100%.
I have two theories that I want to roll off of.
Okay.
One that I think is just plain fun.
Do I need a drink for these?
The second one you're going to want to drink for, yes.
I'll start now.
So my first one is, like you said before, it's just made up. And my biggest think of that is I think this is a small town that was looking for a reason to get on the map. And they thought, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we faked some blobs that fell from the sky? Reason I think it's fake is because it never hit national news. This is the only time in the world this has happened. And you have these white translucent blobs that fell from the sky. And you're going to tell me the only things that decided to print about it was the local paper. That's it? Really?
Yep.
No one called ABC or NBC?
So at the time, let's make that clarification. Obviously, there are so many different fucking stories on this now, like the History Channel, Discovery Channel, all of the podcasts and YouTube channels that do something similar as to what we're doing.
Yeah,
it's on everybody's radar, you know, now almost what 30 fucking years later. I felt so old just saying that.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Yeah,
but
you're fucking younger than me. Shut the hell up. I know, man. Get out of here.
It doesn't add up why this wouldn't have gotten national attention.
Correct.
Even if the government was trying to hide it, fucking Unsolved Mysteries picked it up 2 years later.
Right.
So obviously if the government's trying to hide it, they did a horrible job. People knew about it. It was on Unsolved fucking Mysteries. So again, why wasn't it picked up by national news? We have samples that Dottie and Sonny kept samples. I bet your ass if this is real, other members of the town probably got a sample too. I would have been like, what the fuck is this? Scoop?
Do you see do you see pictures of them?
The picture, those aren't real pictures, unfortunately.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah. All the pictures show the blobs.
Cameras were around in 1994.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Video cameras, even like someone would have documented this more than just hearsay.
You know, I will say this isn't the Midwest, so I don't know if people in Washington actually film the weather like we fucking do, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we film the weather a lot, and for, like, no reason.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of find it fascinating.
We fucking love the Weather Channel up here, dog.
Oh, we do. It's our favorite channel.
My other theory is that this was a government cover-up. And big reason for it is this is definitely not the first time that the government would have hit a unknowing town or city with an airborne bioweapon.
You are
definitely not the first time.
You are not wrong there.
In the 1950s, in I think it was California, Florida, one of those guys, I think. It was California. The government just shot this airborne bioweapon into the air just to see how the city, I think it was San Jose, just to see how they would react to a bioweapon assault. They just did it without letting anybody know. And in the 80s, I don't remember what the substance was, but in the 80s, the government actually released a substance into a New York subways.
Yeah, that's
right.
And
it got a fuckload of people sick. Yep. I mean, shit, the government's responsible for the crack epidemic.
Like, yep. Oh, yeah.
Like, thanks, Reagan. Piece of shit.
Thank you so much for that. You are such a great man.
And definitely, and they even experimented on people with MKUltra.
Dude, I was just about to say, MKUltra, they fucking dosed people with LSD without them knowing.
Mm-hmm.
They just randomly, like, well, it's Josh's turn today. I hope he doesn't have any knives on him. Like,
it would not be past the government to do this. And this just checks every fucking box. It's a small town. It's in the middle of nowhere. A bunch of farmers.
It's a plentiful and easy to find bacteria.
Yep, exactly. It's mild enough not to kill anyone, so wouldn't get on any like FBI radar or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Holy shit, dude. I'm about to say something, and I apologize for what we are about to put into the ether. So you know the conspiracy theory going around about how COVID was a bioweapon?
Yeah.
What if these fucking blobs were like the test 001, like test 001. And now, like, what, 30 years later, we've developed this thing that gives you the flu for a bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Your conservative side sleeping out.
No, to be fair, yeah, for most people, it gives you the flu. But if you are one of those with either an incredibly good immune system or an incredibly shit immune system, it could kill you.
Yeah. But
for 90% of us,
I would not put it past the government to, you know, do something.
No.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Jesus. I had to sneeze out the conspiracy. Sneezepiracy. But yeah, the government's been doing shit like this. So, and it ticks every fucking box of government, you know, tampering. So,
well, like, even down to like the sample disappearing, to the fact there's no national news coverage, to the fact that it happened in a very small town in a very isolated area,
yep,
near a border. Like, it's just, it's literally, if I had the book called U.S. Special Military Operation Protocol in front of me, I'm guessing that every box that I just everything that I just talked about is in that fucking guide. Like, make sure it's near a border of a neighboring nation in case we need to literally push all of the people over there. Make sure it's town less than 1,000 people. Like, there's definitely a criteria. And the worst thing about what I just said is that if that's true, that means the government owns a list of towns that have been approved for human testing.
Would you be surprised?
I would not be surprised, but I also very much don't want to fucking think about that because I want to be happy for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I definitely think one of those two things. It's either fake or the government did do this. It's one of those two. I don't think it's some weather phenomenon. I don't think it's jellyfish. I don't think it's Dookie.
No.
Like, it's one of those.
I'm with you there, man. And honestly, I'm leaning more towards, like, someone somewhere knows what this is. I just don't know why they're not saying anything about it.
I'm kind of I'm leaning more towards, like, the realist in me is leaning towards it being nothing, but the conspiracy guy in me is saying the government only. And I'm leaning towards the nothing one more, just because one of the shows I was watching, the guy actually got in touch with the mayor of Oaksville. He got in touch with the local news that originally launched the story. He got in touch with dozens of people from the town, like dozens.
Okay.
And not a single person wrote him back, which statistically speaking, at least one person would write back saying, go fuck yourself. But the fact that no one wrote him back tells me, A, it was made up and no one wants to talk about it anymore. Or B, what would be the other reason? What would be the reason not to respond to this guy?
They never hooked internet up to this town.
Maybe they don't. Yeah, that might actually be it.
I mean,
they're still
working
off the Xanadu hyperlink project.
Exactly. Dude, like, we're in the fucking digital age. I don't, even me, someone who hates being able to be contacted 24/7, even I have no excuse for not reading a text message or an email or something after a week, let alone 30 fucking years.
Yep. And the mayor.
Right.
Like, he got in touch with the mayor.
Yeah.
And it's a mayor of a town of like 400. So, you know, he's got nothing going on. He saw that email. He saw that fucking email. He chose to ignore it because he knows 100%. There's nothing there. He knows
100%. The pigeon they sent that message on knows the mayor personally. Like, it's there's no question that they
should have did
stuff.
Morse code.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, now that you say that, I kind of think that it might just be everyone thought it'd be funny for a second.
I think they're just trying to be on the map for something quirky and funny and mysterious to get tourists.
I don't even think on the map. I think they were I think they were just bored and they were trying to pull one over on people and it got out of hand. And so they just shut down because they were like, nope, no more talking to anybody because this has just gotten out of hand.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe Dottie and Sonny were like, we could write a book off this and live off the royalties, and that never happened for them.
Damn it. Damn it. I mean, I really fucked up. I didn't get the mic. I didn't get a wet hot Allosaurus. Do you remember what our last sentence was?
I do not.
Fuck.
It's okay. We can skip this one.
Okay. There is only two of us.
We did it last week. Yeah.
All right. We're supposed to do it every week, Mike.
Well, on that note, I do want to say thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Go to Dilutey.com.
Holy fuck. We pulled an hour and 10 minutes out of this.
Hell yeah. At Dilutey.com, you will find all of our links to all of our socials, including our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter. Our YouTube is on there as well. YouTube.com/@DilutyPod. Or just look up Don't Look Under the Internet. Go subscribe. It does nothing to you, but it does the world to us.
Mike, I know you've been worried about this, but I did get our November payment from our cash only patron.
Hey, look at that. Awesome.
So I have $50. That's just for the podcast, but I just
don't let the IRS know.
Right. Don't listen to this episode, IRS.
Yeah. Want to say, go follow us on our socials. You can go to patreon.com/DilutyPod. You could chuck in something or chuck in nothing, depending on what you want to. But we do a bunch of bonus stuff on there, bonus episodes, game nights. We chuck out an SCP every so often.
Speaking of SCP, since you said it, guys, I know that we still owe you an SCP for October, but I promise it will come out as soon as I can get it out. I am still waiting.
That's
on
my
a few.
Fault.
It's about 13 people's faults. I'm still waiting on lines. I'm waiting to hear back from some people who can do some lines. I think this is going to be the last installment of SCP-1730, which is what we're doing. If that's the case, it will take me a hot minute to get through it. So what I'd like to do is this month, do something just a little bit lighter. And I wouldn't mind going over something that we should have done at the very beginning, which is go over the protocols, the containments, what the different classes are, just give a basic rundown on what SCP is.
Sure.
And then that'll buy me some time to actually put all of these fucking lines together, because holy Lord, this is like a Rubik's cube of horribleness.
You asked for this.
I love the story it tells. Just I didn't realize putting it together would be this fucking difficult for one person.
Yeah it's a lot, I can imagine.
It's all right.
But we'll get there.
I've only put 63 hours into editing it so far. So,
woo! Damn. on that note, so you can get a bunch of bonus stuff on there. If you go to Dilutey.com, become a member, there's a bunch of bonus stuff there, plus discounts on merch as well.
Hell yeah.
As always, I want to go tell you to kiss your dad. I'm your dad, so you got to kiss me. Don't do it. My wife will kill you. And then go ahead and just find a tooth in your... Find a blob on the street, form it in the shape of the tooth, and then go ahead and just suck on that.
Jam that right into your empty socket.
Right into your pee hole. Jab it in your pee hole.
So that way your girlfriend can tell you that you have a toothy smile when she's blowing you. Anyway, I would like to tell you to stay paranoid. Just like that fucking movie with Leo DiCaprio, don't look up because you never know what's raining down in your head at any given time.
And it's raining men.
It's raining men. It's man goo. There's a theory that no one ever said. It's just God come. That's God coming. Proof of God exists. Checkmate atheists.
Sky daddy's cummies.
Why didn't we start the episode with that? What is wrong with us? Stupid. But stay paranoid, guys. Thank you so much for showing up. Sorry, it's just
thank
us two.
You? What a question. Thank you.
I think.
And one last thing from me is speaking of moot, go check out Unplanned Potency.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then go check out Undefined Graphics, Mike Lowy. He's the guy that did all of our logo work and our photos. You can find the link to his stuff in the description. Go there and get some graphic work from him. And then in St. Charles, go to Ghoulish Mortals.
Hell
and
yeah.
Tell them DeLudi sent you. It'll put a smile on their face. We love them. They're friends of the show.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm at.
I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yep. Our P.O. Box, send things, send Megamind, P.O. Box. It's in the description.
More Megamind.
Megamind, please.
I keep getting messages that we can have a watch party of Megamind, and we only need one copy of it, but I don't...
That doesn't sound right, right? That whole wall needs to be Megamind. That
doesn't sound right, right? Like, you want to watch a movie, you have to have the movie. So, if 40 people want to watch the movie...
Then I need 40 copies.
Right. That makes sense to me.
Exactly. That works for me. Well, everybody, have a blessed day. May Christ be with you in these trying times and jizzing Satan on you from the clouds.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hail Satan, whatever you want to do. Later.
Bye.
Welcome back to Inner Night. We appreciate you coming back for us every week. To start the night, let's repeat after me. I am a vessel of universal energy. To fight against him is to sign your own death warrant. Not by his design, but by the design of the rest of the universe. Now we have a message in a bottle from a fellow member of Inner Night. Max says, I'm getting weird messages too. Something is off with the lucky numbers. Let's meditate together on this enlightening message and synchronize our energies. Your lucky numbers for this week are 121, 101, 115, 44, 32, 107, 101, 101, 112, 32, 116, 97, 108, 107, 105, 110, 103. For this week, we recommend spending time in nature and connecting with the Earth's energy. Nature grounds us and rejuvenates our spirits, deepening our connection to the universe. Remember to send a message of encouragement to another member. You are not alone. Good night.